The governor originally called for creating three regional transit authorities, known as RTAs, with the power to levy a local sales tax to pay for buses and rail. The legislature's budget committee agreed to Doyle's proposed Dane County RTA, killed the governor's proposed Fox City's RTA, and whittled down a three-county RTA Doyle wanted for southeast Wisconsin to just Milwaukee County. Democratic leaders did agree to a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee commuter line to be funded by a rental car fee increase, but Kenosha and Racine counties would be exempt from any sales tax hike, and they would not be part of a larger transit system. Governor Doyle says that's not a great idea.
You have to have it be regional, and you have to have it be coordinated and not divided up into a lot of different pieces.
Democratic lawmakers also doubled the amount by which Milwaukee County sales tax could go up to support bus and rail. They also added a provision that would send a portion of those tax dollars to city government to pay for services like police and fire or parks. The governor says he thinks any regional transit plan should be more straightforward.
It seems a little unusual for me to have a regional transit authority that somehow is levying a tax for purposes other than transit, which is one of the things that the legislative committee included. So I'm hoping that people are still willing to talk about this.
These proposals still need to pass the full legislature, and since they're part of the budget, the governor could potentially use his veto pen to tweak the plan so they're more to his liking. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.